Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله عقائد عالم نور مجسم شاہ آدم و بنی آدم our beloved نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم has said that a person who sends 50 times daily درود or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hand with him on the day of judgment. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا حبیب اللہ. Dearest viewers of مدنی channel, الحمدللہ عز و جل, once again we are blessed with this opportunity of learning علم دین. The topic which we are going to discuss is very important, and that is the hope and the fear. A believer should always be between the hope and the fear. We do not know what are the hidden plans of Allah Azza wa Jal regarding us. And it is mentioned in Quran Kareem, فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, that no one becomes fearless of the hidden plan of Allah Azza wa Jal except the people of destruction. حضرت علامہ اسماعیل حقی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ writes under this ayah kareema that only those people who are going to be destroyed, they become fearless about the khufiya tadbeer, about the hidden plan of Allah Azza wa Jal. In other words, they are those people who are not there to gain any benefit. Some have said that what is meant by people of destruction are the sinful people who do not fear the azab and the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they keep committing sins. Anbiya alayhim as-salam, they always fear the azab of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is the reason that sins are not possible from them. Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, we understood from here that if the fear or the awe of Allah and His Rasul is removed from the heart, that is a cause of big loss. If Allah let anyone lose, and if Allah does not capture someone when he is committing sins, so this is the hidden plan of Allah Azza wa Jal. One should not think that he got away with the wrong which he has committed. In fact, that is a chance that's given to him. And person is destroying himself more and more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. No one becomes disappointed of the mercy of Allah except the disbelieving people. The background of this ayah karima is this, that when the children of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, they came and gave news that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam is lost. So Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam was crying for 80 years because of the separation and grief which he felt about his beloved son, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, till the blackness of his eye was gone and his sight became very weak. In order to cry for your loved ones when you are not pretending and you are not showing off, you are not complaining and you are not exercising impatience, this is rahmat of Allah. So this was the way of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam. His other sons stopped him from crying. So Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam replied that I present my agony, my case in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. I cry in his court because I know the glories of Allah which you do not know. From here we understand that Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam knew that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam is alive and he had hope to meet him. And he knew that the dream which Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam saw and he discussed is going to become true. And it is mentioned in one narration that Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam once asked Hazrat Malakul Maut alayhi salam that, did you capture the ruh, the soul of my son Yusuf? He replied, no. So Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam was fully satisfied that my son Yusuf is alive. So he said to his sons, O my sons, go and try to find Yusuf alayhi salam and never become disappointed from the mercy of Allah, because only the disbelievers, they become disappointed from the mercy of Allah. Allama Alauddin Ali bin Muhammad Khazin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, indeed, believer always hopes goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is patient at the time of calamities and difficulties. And he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of prosperity. And as far as the disbeliever is concerned, he does not hope goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor he is patient when he faces calamities and difficulties, and nor he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this ayah kareema, it is explained that only disbelieving people become disappointed from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And also indirectly it is mentioned that believers, they do not become disappointed from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rather, they are always hopeful for the rahmah, for the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهٌ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ. On the day when some faces would be shining and some faces would be dark, Allama Alauddin Ali bin Muhammad Khazin alayhi rahmatullah al-batin, he explains this ayat in his famous work Tafsir Khazin, that remember that day when the faces of believers would be shining and the faces of disbelievers would be dark. And some have said that remember that day when the faces of people belonging to Aqeedah of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah will be shining and the people of Ahlul Bid'ah, the people who innovate new beliefs in Islam, those who innovate evil things in Islam, they are Ahlul Bid'ah, their faces would be dark. And some have said that those who are sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their ibadat, in their muamalat, in their matters, their faces would be shining. And the hypocrites, their faces would be dark. Mufassireen, the commentators of Quran, they have two views on this matter, what is meant by brightness and darkness. The first saying is this, that the brightness of face means happiness, that the believers would be happiness on that day. And the darkness of the face means calamity and grief and sorrow. And the other saying of scholars is this, that the face being bright or dark is in its literal meaning, in its real meaning, that the faces of believers would be shining and they will be wearing the garment of light, nur, whereas the faces of disbelievers would be dark and they will be wearing the garment of darkness, zulmat. On the day of judgment, when people of Maidan-e-Mahshar will see the believers and will see their faces shining, they will recognize that these are the fortunate people. These are the believers. And when they will see the faces of disbelievers totally dark, they will recognize that these are the unfortunate people. Mufassir Shahir Muhaddith Kabir Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatul Hannan, he says that the punishment of Akhirah upon the disbelievers would be separate from the azab of this world, azab of this dunya, which will start from the time of their death. They will face the punishment of death, then the punishment of qabr, then the punishment of hashr, then the punishment on the bridge of Sirat, and then finally the punishment of Jahannam, the hellfire. The previous punishments, I mean before the punishment of Jahannam, that would be temporary, coming and going. But the azab, the punishment of Jahannam, would be permanent. And don't ever think that these things are far away. No, rather these things are near, because Qiyamah is near. The day of judgment is near. And all these humiliations and unfortunate conditions and situations are for those people who die on disbelief. But those disbelievers who accept Iman, who embrace Islam, then Allah Azza wa Jal is forgiving, and He will forgive all their previous sins. And He is Rahim, He is merciful. And He will show His mercy upon them in the future or thereafter, after they accept faith, after they accept Islam. There's a beautiful Hadith Mubarakah which explains the fear and the hope matter. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Shahenshah Madina Qarare Qalbo Sina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if believer knew that how much punishment is by Allah Azza wa Jal, then no one would have hoped for the Jannat. And if Kafir knew that how much mercy Allah Azza wa Jal has by him, so no one would have become disappointed from his Jannat. Allama Mulla Ali Qari alayhi rahmatullah al-Bari, he says, in this Hadith Mubarakah, the greatness of the rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jal and the azab of Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioned. So a believer should not have complete trust on the rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jal and become totally fearless of the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. And a kafir, a disbeliever, should not become totally disappointed from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he should not leave repenting. So the gist of this Hadith Mubarakah is this, that bondsman should stay between the fear and the hope. Amir al-Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, if on the day of judgment announcement is made that only one person will enter paradise, so I would hope from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that that person is me. And similarly, if announcement is made that only one person will go to Jahannam, then because of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, I would think that one person is me. So this is between the hope and the fear. This is how our condition should be, and this is how we should live our lives. Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi says that no one from kuffar, from disbelievers, should even become disappointed from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. This hadith mubarakah is to show the rahmat and ghadab, the mercy and the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. So mu'mineen, believers, are the manifestations of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. So if they even imagine the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal, and nobody would be able to imagine about Jannat. And disbelievers, who are the manifestation of the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal, if they look towards the rahmah and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, so they would never become disappointed from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allama Badruddin Aini alayhi rahmatullah al-ghani, he says, what is meant by hope is that when a person commits sin, he should have husne zan, he should think good about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and should have this hope that Allah with His mercy, with His fadl, will forgive my sins. Similarly, if person is obeying Allah Azza wa Jal, so then he should have this hope that Allah Azza wa Jal will accept my obedience in His court. And as far as that person is concerned, who keeps committing sins without repenting, without any regret, and he hopes that Allah will not capture him, that is deception, and that is his arrogance. Dearest viewers of Madni channel, from this discourse we learnt that the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is very vast, and similarly, His punishment is also very severe. So we need to believe in both and try to remain between the fear and the mercy. Also, we learn that if a person has complete knowledge regarding the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, he will never be disappointed from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if he has knowledge regarding the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, complete knowledge, person would be fearing all the time. So a bondsman should remain between the hope and the fear. So one should have hope upon the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, and one should fear the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we also learnt that if person commits any sin, he should repent, make tawbah, and have husne zan, think good regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will forgive my sins. And we also learnt that a person who commits sins and he does not feel bad about it, there's no regret, there's no fear, and he does not leave sins and he hopes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins, that person is in deception. You find a lot of people these days that they have adopted this mindset and this philosophy, and they use this word very often, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. They keep on committing sins, they keep on doing wrong, they keep on cheating, they keep on deceiving, they keep on violating the rights of other people. And then if someone says to them that you have done wrong, then normally you hear, don't worry, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, Allah will forgive me. So that is a trick of shaitan, that is a trick of nafs. One should repent immediately if the sin was committed. And then one should have husne zan, think good about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will forgive. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to believe in His rahmah and in His adab. In other words, that we become hopeful of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we fear the adab, the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's the balanced way, that is the balanced path. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Beauty of Islam, beauty of Islam, beauty of Islam, beauty of Islam.